RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Big Zaw.
Reading through Sam Amick's most recent article. Sam Amick was the original writer of the report on the 2019 investigations. And just some interesting notes here. Bomber, personal fortune of $153 billion, according to Forbes. The Intuit Dome. Oh, this is uncomfortable. The Intuit Dome is going to host the All-Star Game in 2026.
Oh, this is going to be great. It's fantastic.
Well, you forget what's in 2028. The Olympics.
Ah, that's right. They're hosting the Olympics.
I'm just guessing the Intuit Dome is going to be a pretty big part of the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028.
I think that is where, I think basketball's there.
I would think so.
Yeah. Basketball's there, because I was trying to remember if it was gymnastics or basketball. Gymnastics is at Crypto. Basketball.
Oh, I thought gymnastics was at UCLA.
Crypto. Okay. SoFi has swimming.
Fascinating.
It actually looks pretty cool.
That's fascinating. I got to get to SoFi.
That's fantastic. I want to go for that Niners game, but I don't know. I got to work that day. It's a Thursday.
Might rain, too. We got invited to go play golf at 11:30 on a Wednesday.
That's great. That's great. I was ready to go, too.
I don't think we're going to be able to make it, guys.
Was that by people that work here?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
But thanks for thinking of us.
At least you asked, you know?
It's very sweet. Yeah. Very sweet. Aspiration with the Kawhi Leonard happy birthday tweet.
Oh.
It's old, but
for every retweet, we're going to plant a tree.
That's the most. This is probably the most that Kawhi Leonard and Aspiration had ever been referenced together prior to today. He got $28 million to be featured on a happy birthday tweet that went out from the Los Angeles Clippers. Mm. That's the other thing. Aspiration and the Clippers were partners. Mm-hmm. It's not like they didn't know who each other were. Like, they were partners.
Right.
As evidenced by here. But they had a... I think they have... Sam, I think, had the financials here somewhere. Aspiration, a team sponsor in a 23-year, $300 million deal.
Let me ask you something real quick. That maybe you know the answer to, because you listen to the podcast fully.
Mm-hmm.
Leo, Drake, Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if they, in those documents, have the companies that Aspire sent the money to them to?
Give me that one more time.
So Aspire, for them being a part of Aspire, those celebrities, they paid them, right?
Yeah, Aspiration is the name of the company. Aspire is the it's the end of Kawhi's thing.
Oh, that's right.
Aspire. What? Well done, Kawhi. Well done. Sorry, go ahead.
Aspirations. Do you know if they have, we paid UMG or we paid OVO Inc.
Mm-hmm.
X amount of dollars for Drake?
Do I know if
that in the document?
It's not. I don't know what's in the document. They didn't share that. They, like, the one thing that they shared in terms of financials was the guy that they talked to with the distorted voice, who everyone knows who it is by now. Like, they all, oh, that's Jimmy. Right? It's Jimmy from accounting. The only thing he said was, like, of all of the sponsors, like, if you added all of the other endorsers together, it didn't equal the contract that Kawhi Leonard had.
And
that's the only other note of, like, the Drakes, the Leos, all of that stuff that was ever.
And I know, and it's a pretty big tidbit of information, that they got tipped off from this whole thing. But I keep getting stuck on the KL2 being there.
Mm-hmm.
If KL2 was, if that was not the name of the company, Kawhi could own it. I'm not even saying, like, he could know. But if it was something like Air Force One LLC, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people would have just zoomed by it, just went by it.
But if someone had told you that the company had funneled money through Steve Ballmer to Kawhi Leonard, don't you think an investigator would have looked deeper into those companies?
Probably so,
because it's easy for them to find.
And
Kenny Caraway Incorporated, mm-hmm. who are the managing?
Right.
There's Kenny Caraway. But wait a minute, who is this Jesse Tapia?
Right, and that's where
isn't Jesse Tapia best friends with Steve Ballmer? Wait a second.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything.
And that's the smart way to do things.
And that's where the tip, you know, comes into play. And that
no, hell no, no.
What are you doing? No, you can't call me. Hey,
it's a 50-yard pass interference down the field, half the distance to the goal, first down.
Man, bro, that is too.
He was like saying it to him. Is he gonna say it? Is he gonna say it? Yeah, he said it.
That is a Draymond on Yusuf Jurkic level penalty.
Yeah, we just added that one to your 2-minute highlight bad news tape.
Oh, man.
You should run a stream of these jokes on Saturdays.
You just punched the guy right in front of the ref.
KC been to jail already and thrown out of the game.
Man. Oh, man. Look, but what about him holding me?
That was far more egregious.
I don't know. Even that sentence was funny. What about him holding me? Why'd you say it like that?
But that is where
I'm going to need that clip cut. That clip's got to get cut.
That is where the people that are giving information comes into play. Right, to your point.
Sure, like, sure.
It's not just, I read through this and I would have zoomed by it.
Yeah.
Somebody literally told you, hey, look at this company.
Yeah.
This is where money's going to. So I understand that. I just wouldn't have named the company KL2.
Yeah.
Might not have mattered anyway, but
I mean, chicken or the egg question. Like, did Pablo or someone associated with him get tipped off because the company is in the state that it's in and they're under investigation and all of this is happening? And it's like, hey, you know, everything that's going on with Aspiration and all that, you know, they paid Kawhi through that. Like, look into it. Like, he had no obligations to this company and made like $7 million a year. Mm. We couldn't pay. I'm just using a name. We couldn't pay Leonardo DiCaprio, but we paid. We made sure Kawhi got paid, because there's something about that in the podcast about how they covered, they struggled to pay some of their other endorsements. Kawhi always had to get paid. Mm-hmm. And to me, could be wrong, don't know, it feels like they knew directly exactly what pot to pull from to make sure that Kawhi was paid.
And then, as I'm thinking about this more, Uncle Dennis and even Kawhi in this situation, and Steve Ballmer, you got to talk to him too. How dumb are you guys for not at any point in time saying, Kawhi, they are putting this, they're planting this tree out in Leimert Park. Just show up and that, take some photos.
And that, to me, that is the dumbest.
Just show up and take some photos.
If he had done it once, there's nothing, there's literally nothing you can say.
Because now at that point, he's like with them, and you could say Aspire's paying him. It's crazy to say they're paying him $28 million.
Exactly.
But at least you have something to point to.
And but who are you to tell me that I can't pay Kawhi Leonard $7 million to show up at a tree planting?
Right.
And what does this have to do? Because if I'm asked, what does this have to do with Steve Ballmer in the NBA? That was my decision. But he didn't do anything. If he had tweeted once.
Right.
Like, I don't know that Kawhi Leonard just one, literally, if he did one single thing. Like, we're watching Scandal. There's an episode where they come to arrest one of the lawyers. And he says, hey, give me a dollar in front of the district attorney. There, I'm now your, he takes the dollar. I'm now your representative. Who are you to worry about that she's only paying me a dollar and not $1,000?
Right.
You saw the exchange. I'm her lawyer. She just paid me this dollar. Take a picture.
That's it, man.
Post it on your Instagram stories.
How could nobody think of that? That, I mean, and that's just, that's arrogance. That is laziness. All that. Like, that's just.
I love trees. Send post.
That's
it. It's easy.
That's all you got to do.
One thing.
I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
When I have these winning lineups and prize picks, I'm definitely going to go to a tree planting. Yeah, that's definitely what I'm going to do.
Well,
and shout out to my people over at Prize Picks, because one of the things I'm going to try to do a lot of the season is I'm going to have lineups for games that the Raiders and the 49ers play.
Okay.
So I got my Raiders-Patriots lineup right now. They got Brock Bowers at 64.5 receiving yards. Give me more. Daniel Carlson, as Sarah Hodges used to say, the real DC. They got him at 1.5 field goals made. I'm going more. I don't know how many touchdowns the Raiders are getting. Drake May, 214.5 passing yards. Give me more. Max Crosby, 3.5 tackles or assisted tackles. Give me more. And Stephon Diggs, 4.5 receptions. Give me less. I don't like what I'm seeing from him. Download the PrizePicks app. Put in the promo code KIFM. Get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Just put in the promo code KIFM and you get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. PrizePicks, it's good to be right.
Wait. Does it have to be all caps?
Oh, wow.
You're right.
The pump fake, Kyle. Filthy, nasty. Wow.
Kyle, it's good to be right.
Wow.
Yeah, he's right.
Our brother, Filthy McNasty.
Sorry, Filthy. Man. Sorry. He's right.
We prefer the lock caps just to piss off the guy who used to police the caps in the chat. So keep them coming. We'll come back. There's one thing from Sam's article I want to convey. It's the penalties for something like this. Because this is written into the collective bargaining agreement. So we'll pass that along. And you're talking football. You're talking 49ers. You're talking Raiders. We're going to do both today. Strengths and weaknesses of the San Francisco 49ers ahead. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm sure we'll get back to, actually, we'll just table this. We've been on next Kawhi Leonard thing since we started at 11:45 with the insiders. There's a couple of, they're interesting notes. They are things worth pointing out from Sam Amick's article about potential punishments that might be ahead, at least as outlined by what I think is the collective bargaining agreement. So we'll dive into that stuff as the day goes along. Of course, the NBA did comment to Shams Charania, or perhaps they just sent out a notice to reporters that they are aware of the report and they are investigating the situation. So it'll be interesting to see how all of this turns out. And it'll be interesting to see how big of a story this becomes today and how quickly it's, to steal an old term, knocked off the front pages tomorrow, when the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles kick off the NFL season.
Did you see Mark Cuban, his tweet?
I did not.
So it's kind of lengthy. Okay. I'll try and get through it. He comes out, he says, I'm on Team Bomber.
Shocker.
And that's what I was talking about earlier.
Remember, this is the same guy who didn't want Donald Sterling thrown out because he was like, ah, we get into people's private conversations, man. It gets a little dicey.
And what did it come? What came out that he had going on? Some crazy stuff in that organization.
Oh, yeah, right.
So that,
right.
That's why when I was talking
not
earlier,
as directly linked, but yes.
No, not yet. That's what I was saying. Like, I think Ballmer, if I was Ballmer and it looked like I needed to, I would – face-to-face, not putting anything on paper or text.
No, good idea.
Yeah, you might want to make sure nothing happens to me. Ishbia. Just make sure nothing happens to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If I were you, I'd sit in the corner and shut the hell up, because I'm pretty sure every owner in the league knows about you. Sit your ass down, frat boy, and we'll get to what's next.
But he says, I'm on Team Bomber. As much as I wish they circumvented the salary cap, first, Steve isn't that dumb. If he did try to feed KL money, I love that that's his name now. KL Money. Knowing what
he's not exactly worried about characters on this tweet. So why did he just say Kawhi Leonard?
That's his name now, KL. Yes. That's his name. What was at stake for him personally and his team? Do you think he would let the company go bankrupt, knowing all creditors would be visible to the world? They got scammed by Aspiration, along with many others, crimes for which they pleaded guilty last week. Scammers do scammy things. They did a $300 million sponsorship deal with the Clippers in 2021. That's a huge deal. The better the team does, the more value the sponsorship has. It actually makes perfect sense that if they stole money from investors and want the Clippers to succeed, why not give stolen money to help keep their best player? It's sad that Pablo Torre didn't take the time to find out how these scammers pulled off their scam. The idea that the default is Ballmer is the bad guy is going to backfire on him.
Okay. Let me attempt to break some of this down off of memory.
I'm chuckling.
Why?
I'm chuckling because did you see Pablo respond?
I didn't. What'd he say? Because he tagged him.
Said, "Dear Mr. Cuban, care to come on to Pablo Finds Out to discuss my reporting? I have some questions I'd love to ask you."
Oh, dear God. Dear God. I love Pablo. Pablo, a gangster.
And Levitard responded to that with the Friday gift. No. Get up messing with these good people.
So let's see if we can go through Mark Cuban being a team bomber. No surprise here. But Steve isn't that dumb. If he did this to feed KL money, knowing that what was at stake for him personally and his team, do you think he would let the company go bankrupt knowing the creditors would be visible to the world? Number one, why would it be Steve Ballmer's job to keep that company afloat? It's not his company. Aspiration is not his company.
If what I read Mark saying there is, if they went bankrupt and you were doing something shady, you would keep their financial dealings out of the public damn near by any means necessary.
Okay. They got scammed by Aspiration along with many other crimes. Let's see. Scammers do scammy things. So let's go to the it actually makes perfect sense. If they stole money from investors and want the Clippers to succeed, why not give the stolen money to help keep their best player?
I don't get that one.
Well, saying that Aspiration is in business with the Los Angeles Clippers. Mm-hmm. Why not do everything they can to help keep Kawhi Leonard? They just signed, I think we said it was a 23-year deal. Why not do what you can to keep Kawhi Leonard there? Let's see. I could probably make the dates work off of memory if Sam has the date that $23 million deal was signed. $23,323,000
November of 21, wasn't it?
That was the date the Aspiration deal was signed?
Yeah, I think I saw that earlier.
$23 million. But the Torre podcast, which claims to have reviewed Aspiration's emails, Ballmer agreed to wire $50 million to the startup company in September of 2021, a month after Kawhi Leonard signed a team-friendly 4-year, $176 million contract extension with the Clippers. That contract extension was about $70 million less than he could have gotten. Just weeks after Ballmer agreed to wire the money, the Clippers announced Aspiration as its team sponsor in a 23-year, $300 million deal. So Mark Cuban is suggesting that why wouldn't the company who they just signed this big deal with funnel money to? But the timing of the contract, the creation of the LLC, and Ballmer wiring that money doesn't line up when the sponsorship deal was signed. Mm-hmm. The sponsorship deal was signed afterwards. Mm-hmm. To me, we just happened to sign this sponsorship deal with the Clippers. Why don't we funnel money to Kawhi Leonard? Oh, who already signed the contract. Mm-hmm.
See, Mark's talking a little too much like me.
He's going to get arrested, is what you're saying. Mark is talking like someone who's done this before, yes, and is trying to cover up his own stink.
100%. you got a little too much knowledge about how this goes down.
Mm-hmm. And somewhere, Jeannie Buss is being reached for confident. Like, I don't own this team.
Yeah, this ain't my team, though.
No. What you calling me for?
Hey,
call a rich guy.
Now it all makes sense. That's why she sold the Lakers.
I'm
out of here.
I'm out. This is a cute tweet from Mark Cuban. And, look, I don't think Steve Ballmer is a slime. Let's try to keep this in context. Mm. Is he a bad guy? Is he, the default is Bomber is a bad guy. And he's going to, I don't know that anyone is saying anything about Steve Ballmer being a bad guy, about him being a monster. Like, he tried, the evidence is presenting that he may have tried to cheat. Mm-hmm. He may have tried to circumvent a system. He's going to get, if he gets caught, he's going to have to pay the price for it.
Right.
But there's no default, like, Bomber's this bad guy. No, Bomber just might have gotten caught.
Mm.
He might have invested in the wrong company.
Right.
It happens all the time.
Now, once again.
Oh, there's one other footnote to that, though.
What's that?
Steve Ballmer is known as the greatest investor in this country. Mm. And there's no evidence that he asked to review the records of this company before donating that $50 million. Because by the time he donated that $50 million, they were already having financial difficulties. If you're Steve Ballmer, why would you donate that money to a company that, when you look at some of the liens, they don't add up? And so that's raising another. In your history of becoming one of the richest men in America, you've never done what you've done with this company.
Yeah. But all of that is...
Cato Kaelin is going to get called to the stand for this, man. This is going to be the trial of the century.
But, and Tyler in the chatty house says so many red flags.
Mm-hmm. He's right.
Red flag. He's 100% correct. But red flags doesn't prove innocence or guilt. And as long as it's not going straight from the Clippers or Bomber to KL2, ain't nothing you can say to me. Nothing you can say to me. If Aspiration is paying KL2, yeah, I didn't do that. It's talking as Steve Ballmer. I didn't do that. Every red flag is probably leading directly to, I did do that, but not, if they don't
if
have
I
that,
did it, here's how.
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban edition. Yeah. Here's how I would cheat.
And Michael talking about Kenny acting like Silver's office is a courthouse. It's not about being a courthouse. Yeah, I'm even telling him he can't prove that I did something wrong. He can have all the thoughts he wants, but to find me and to take pics and all this stuff away.
But
from
to Michael's point, that is important. Mm. There's a different burden of proof. There's a different burden of proof in criminal court as there is to civil court. Mm. There's a different burden of proof in Adam Silver's office.
Yes. Yes.
Like it's the famous, and God, it's not famous at this point, it's infamous, the line from David Stern. Did you guys meet to determine a year's suspension? Did you have a committee to determine a year's suspension was best for Ron Artest? And he sat there and chugged his water like Vince McMahon and Beyond the Mat and said, yeah, a committee of one.
Yeah.
Now that has aged horribly.
Yeah.
But it's Roger Goodell. It's the Brian Flores thing.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Flores and all of he will get anything he wants. Because they don't want that trial to go to discovery. That was the whole point of arbitration. Who runs arbitration? Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell's not going to do anything to harm the league.
Right.
The court recognized that and said, this is a sideshow. We're not doing this. Mm-hmm. Adam Silver is not a criminal court. He is not a civil court. You just have to convince him you didn't cheat. And what you might have to do, and this could become reality, is convince him that, or Adam might have to commit Steve Ballmer, look, you're going to have to admit you did this.
That could be.
Because the evidence, and you and I will work together to determine what the penalties are for you. But you're going to have to admit you did this because there's no way you didn't.
And you can maneuver that a little bit. You can talk about being scammed. You can talk about that and then come out and say, but I do understand that indirectly or whatever, it circumvented the salary cap and I have to pay the price for that. I'm the leader, so I have to pay the price for that. And in return, Adam Silver won't throw the book at you. I don't think Adam Silver will or should throw the book at him anyway. Like, that's, he's got to punish him. He's got to punish him. But I just don't think you want to throw the book.
You don't. Right? You don't. I'm with you. You don't. That's especially if it was, and I apologize sincerely, if it was Vivek, he's not sitting across the table from Vivek Ranadive and saying, hey, we're going to work this out. He's going to say, no, here's the proof we have. Here's your penalties. And I'm going to talk to the other owners. We might spare you your team. But in the meantime, get out of my face. Mm-hmm. You don't say that to the richest or one of the richest men in the league. Right. I think he's the richest man in the league.
Right.
You sit across from him, and by all accounts is a good owner.
Mm-hmm.
He built the Intuit Dome. All of that stuff weighs in whether we like it or not. And that's why you sit down with him and say, it's the line I said, look, this is going to hurt. Mm-hmm. We have to come to a compromise between denying it and fighting this out in the court of public opinion, fighting this out in actual courts, and the death penalty. Mm-hmm. You and I, right here, need to come to an agreement. Mm-hmm. And it starts with, if you did this, you have to admit you did it. Mm-hmm. Now, we have to determine what the penalties. And since we're here, let me go back to this part that Sam Amick lays out. Section 3, Article 8 details the penalties within the section covering salary cap circumvention. Any team that violates league rules for a first time, as well as the player, could face the following outcomes: a fine up to $7.5 million, the direct forfeiture of draft picks, the voiding of the player's contract or renegotiation, extension, or amendment of a player contract, a fine up to $350,000 for the player, a suspension for up to 1 year for any team personnel found to have willfully engaged in such violation. Go back, to Minnesota. I believe Glenn Taylor and Kevin McHale were suspended for a year in that was it Joe Smith,
yep.
Situation in 2000. The voiding of any transaction or agreement found to have violated league rules. So his deal with the bankrupt company that's being investigated by the FBI would have to be forfeited.
That you already got $21 million of.
Right, you
and
got
it's just $7 million left. That's all it is, $7 million.
If this were to happen, he sacrificed $100 million for seven.
Hold on. He would. What are they voiding again?
In this scenario, his contract.
Contract with the Clippers.
His contract with the Clippers. And they would fine him $350,000.
But they. But so here. Help me understand this.
I got you.
They can't void the new contract. They can. They can do whatever they want. But that wouldn't be fair to void the new contract because those parameters are on the old contract.
Good point.
If we had a statute of limitations?
That's a good point. I don't.
Kawhi wins. Kenny wins. He's not going to jail.
I got him.
He's not going to jail.
Let's go. It just took me serving seven years.
But wait a minute. It says the voiding of the player's contract or any renegotiation, extension, or amendment between such player and such team. So let me eliminate those terms. Mm-hmm. The voiding of Kawhi Leonard's contract or any renegotiation, extension, or amendment of a player contract between Kawhi and the Clippers. I read that, and I could be wrong, I read that as any contract that exists between Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers is voided.
I do,
sorry,
too.
Pal. You're back in jail.
I'm back. Hey, guys, I'm back. I thought I got out.
It was a mistake.
I thought I got out.
He's that guy who got parole and was right back in the next day.
The extension.
Kenny's an episode of The Wire.
The extension is voided. Now this, it's just not this cut and dry, but the extension is voided. The extension was what, a 2-year deal, 3-year, 4-year? What was it?
I think it was three. I'll look. Three. Yeah, last year and then the two.
Last year it got started?
50 and 50. Yeah, because it was 49, so I have to assume that was the first year of the extension. Uh-huh. And then it's 50 and 50.
Okay.
In some change.
Okay, it gets voided. If I have the money, if I have the cap room, which I don't think I do, but if I could find the money, I'll just sign you to a 2-year deal.
If I'm sign who?
Kawhi. If I have the money. I might not have the money. I might not have the cap space.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Does Kawhi's money just go back on the cap?
That's what I don't know.
It's like, all right, fine. We'll go trade for Giannis instead. Like,
because he already got one, so they can't take that pass money away from him. What they would be voiding is the next 2 years.
They would be voiding the $100 million.
Yeah. And I just, if I have the money, I don't know. If I have the money, I'll just sign you to a 2-year $100 million deal.
I'm going to guess you're not allowed to do that.
I would say.
I could be wrong.
I would say, I would do like the Joe Smith situation. I would say you can't sign back with the Clippers. That would be part of my punishment. Or my.
Well, but it can't. But that would have to be in the collective bargaining agreement. Because you can hold owners to different standards, and owners are less likely to fight it. Mm-hmm. You can't with players because is it CJ? I can't remember who the president is.
Fred Van Fleet.
That's right. Thank you. Fred Van Fleet would immediately step in and say, you can't do that. It's written in the collective, but you can't actually do that. So I'm sure there's something that prevents that from happening, because wouldn't everyone just do that? We all know how like the salary cap in the NBA works. In that moment, he's not your player anymore. Mm-hmm. So unless you have $100 million in cap space, $50 million in cap space.
It's cost different now.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same cost as when it's Kawhi Leonard, the completely open free agent.
Right.
Now you have the league minimum to offer.
Right.
And like Brooklyn can make a hell of an offer to Kawhi Leonard if they wanted to, but they would be in Utah.
Yeah.
But they would be the only ones.
And also, isn't that, I think James had talked about it earlier, isn't that what the NBA did with Joe Smith? They said, you can't sign with Minnesota. They voided that contract when they found out what was going on, punished the Timberwolves, and said, you can't sign with Minnesota. You can go find another team, but you can't sign with them.
The NBA punished the Minnesota Timberwolves and Joe Smith, circumventing the cap. David Stern fined the team 3.5, took away 5 future draft picks, suspended then-team owner Glenn Taylor and chief basketball executive Kevin McHale for a year. Stern also voided all of Smith's 1-year contracts with the Clippers, which prevented him. Okay, I get it. I get it. Stern also voided all of Smith's 1-year contracts with the Timberwolves, which prevented him from being eligible for the $86 million contract he was to get from the team. Mm-hmm. So he could only get the $86 million. That's what Hammer was talking about earlier, mm-hmm. the bird rights. He obviously, David Stern, didn't take the money back, mm-hmm. but he said, as far as I'm concerned, those didn't happen. So you could sign, rights, yeah. but you're not going to sign for 86. You're not going to sign for the benefit of some, with the benefits of someone whose bird rights belong to Minnesota.
Got you. I think the fair thing to do in this situation, give them that maximum fine that you can, a little sorry $7 million that they didn't even think twice about. And I think you should void Kawhi's contract.
Oh, we got to go. Jesse said go to break, stupid. We'll be right back. It's Thilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Does anyone remember what we were talking about before Jesse told me to shut the hell up and go to commercial? I mean, I know what we were talking about.
I mentioned that I would fine them and void Kawhi's contract as a punishment.
Yeah, that's
I take a couple of picks too.
Yeah, that seems to be a given. Yeah. That seems to be a given. I think the question is,
so who gets Kawhi Leonard then?
Who knows? Can we also point out we're operating with the presumption of guilt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is, as much as this country like to proclaim innocent until proven guilty, we're all smart enough to know it's the exact opposite. We operate under the presumption of guilt until you prove otherwise.
Do you see a scenario where Steve Ballmer and the Clippers did not know any of this was going on?
Okay. Do I see a situation where Steve Ballmer didn't know this was going on, or do I see a situation where Steve Ballmer can prove he didn't know this was going on?
Yeah, I think he can prove it.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. I think he could.
Yeah.
He could prove.
He could argue.
He could. Well, I think he could prove he didn't know what was going on by the simple fact that they don't have proof that directly links him to Kawhi. Mm-hmm. You have proof that did Steve Ballmer also pay for Drake's new album? Mm-hmm. Did he pay Leonardo DiCaprio's salary? Did he pay for Iron Man 3?
Right.
Because these are all arguments that I think he could make, because he invested money into the company, mm-hmm. and the company invested. What, Drake did one commercial? Oh, that's enough? They didn't press Kawhi to do a commercial. That's not my fault. I invest in companies all of the time. I believed in the initiative, the planting the trees and more trees than Central Park has, or some line like that. Mm. I believed in that. Yeah, and in, unless you got something over there in that little hard drive of yours, you can't prove otherwise.
Right.
And that's how I felt.
And
here's also a long list of companies that I've invested in. And Adam, here's my bank statements. I've proven to be a great investor to the tune of $153 billion. But no, go ahead. Tell me more about Pablo's report.
Is there...
It's not what you did. It's what you can prove.
100%. And like I said, as long as aspiration is there in the middle of that situation, it's you can't get me. You can't get me. But
unless they're not. And that's the only thing that I can think of based on that 90-minute report, mm-hmm, and this article from Sam and Joe. As long as that middle man is there, meaning the company, hey, I don't know. But if for some reason he's not,
you got some explaining to do.
It's tough.
You got some explaining to do.
Also, I might check Uncle Dennis's bank accounts.
Uncle Dennis is out of the country.
Which I don't think they have the rights to do. Like, again, they're not a criminal in investigation. Yeah. This isn't a criminal trial.
Yeah.
They're not a part of what's going on with the company in court. They're a part of something completely different.
Is there, and that's what, that was my next question, what I don't think would or could happen. Is there any way that the NBA could wait for the FBI to have some type of statement on this? So where the FBI says, we found that Los Angeles Clippers LLC, in any investigation, doesn't have to be a press conference or nothing, but money from Clippers LLC went straight to KL2 as a part of, like, can the NBA wait for what they find there?
So two things. The Clippers name is not attached to this at all from the Steve Ballmer perspective. Mm. Steve Ballmer is the owner. Of course, Steve Ballmer owns a lot of different things. Mm. The Clippers, the organization, don't get involved until that sponsorship deal is signed. Mm. So Steve Ballmer has he has an LLC. It was a really weird name that I can't remember the name of, but they say it in the podcast. Mm-hmm. And what was the other thing that you asked?
Would the NBA just wait?
FBI. The FBI is not looking into this. They're trying to figure out how this company defrauded investors. They're not worried about if Steve Ballmer's money went to Kawhi Leonard, if Kawhi Leonard made an Instagram post, if Kawhi Leonard was they're not worried about any of that.
Right. And the FBI don't care about that. But when whatever, my thought was, in whatever findings that they have when they're looking at aspirations,
the NBA can go to the FBI and say, is there any relevant material to what KL Aspire, whatever it was, and Steve Ballmer's out, is there any relevant information to us, mm-hmm, in that regard? And the FBI can choose to say yes or no and share it or not share it. But in the end, they're investigating something much, much bigger,
right,
than the Clippers using their cap space on Lou Williams, mm-hmm, or whatever.
And this is... This is where I got a decision to make if I'm Adam Silver. If it never becomes public, we checked with the FBI. They said there was nothing there. If you could tell me that this stuff wouldn't become public, yeah, we checked when there's nothing there. There's nothing like that going on in this league.
You better be sure.
I know.
Because you could, I don't want to say, well, you could damage. I don't want to say destroy. You could damage your league if you said that publicly, mm-hmm. and then it was proven to be a lie down the road.
But
it's Watergate. The cover up of Watergate was worse than the actual crime of Watergate. Mm-hmm. That led to President Nixon's resignation. Mm-hmm. You have to make a decision. Is this worth covering up?
No, you really talk to the FBI. Like if the FBI says there's
I'm sorry. I misunderstood the way you were saying it. I thought you were trying to be like sneaky with it.
No. Actually talk to the FBI.
Okay.
And if the FBI essentially is doing your work for you and says like there's nothing that connects them, even though we all know or we all think, yeah, they're connected. Talk to the FBI. They didn't find anything, guys. That what I mean by that, and where that becomes important for Ballmer is there is no penalty. There is no taking of money. There is no voiding a contract. There is no draft picks taken away, because you can just come out, we talk to the FBI. There was nothing going on. Nothing like that happens in this league. Even though you know, I know that you know that I know something happened.
So the thing, but here's where you're for the first time in 2 hours, you might be on to something, because Adam Silver could just stand at the podium during a State of the Union address and say, we've investigated, we've gone with the FBI, we have the same evidence but we have all of this circumstantial evidence, mm-hmm. the crime. The punishments that some of you are asking for, you cannot levy without hard evidence. Mm-hmm. When Joe Smith and his agent and the Minnesota Timberwolves attempted to circumvent our salary cap, we had hard documentation that eliminated any deniability. We do not have this in this case. We levied a 5 lost draft picks. We voided Joe's salary. We eliminated his ability to earn the max contract that he could from the Minnesota Timberwolves. We did all of that because we had proof. We had hard, documented proof. We do not have this in this case. Mm-hmm. The circumstantial evidence is strong, but we have spoken to the FBI and we have spoken to Steve Ballmer. And we've decided we cannot levy those types of punishments without the hard proof that we used as a standard 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And people in the chatty house asking, Eric, why would the FBI get involved? It's not criminal.
They're already involved.
Right. But what the FBI is investigating is the same as the NBA should be looking into as far as salary cap situation. Both of you guys are correct, but what I'm telling you is, if I'm Adam Silver, I don't think I want this to be real. And if I can make it a way where it's not real by just going to the FBI, hey, what do you guys have? Like you just asked, is there anything that pertains to that would, you know, I should know in my investigation for my league? If they tell me no, or it's something real minimal, I'm going to come back to the public, because I don't want any of this to be thought of going on in my league. And I'm going to say, we checked with the FBI. We didn't find anything. Nothing like that happens in this league. It's a perfect league.
Except for LeBron James' new Nike.
It's a perfect league. And for those that mess around with this league, get ready to learn Chinese, buddy.
As soon as the phone went to your face, I was like, "Oh, we're gonna get that joke off, huh?" I love that this is still the universal sign for a phone. Like no phone looks like this anymore. But it's fine. Today, this is certainly a hell of a conversation today. Pablo Torre blew up the sports world with that podcast. Shout out to Pablo for putting out a tease that did not disappoint. I just can't help but wonder what happens tomorrow. Mm. In the end, from a sports landscape, and this isn't my opinion. This is, well, it's the sports landscape opinion because the numbers show it. Mm-hmm. Basketball is still less than football. The NBA is still less than the NFL. And everything is less than coverage of the Dallas Cowboys. And the Dallas Cowboys play football tomorrow night against their NFC rival, the NFC East rival, who are also the defending national champions. They're in two massive markets. We're looking at an opening night of probably 40-plus million watching.
I can believe that, yeah. Yeah.
And it feels like this will be this will be yesterday's news literally tomorrow.
Yeah.
And with the story this big, that's not normally the case. We would have to see something. And I think all we're going to get from the NBA, we got today. Uh-huh. We see it. We heard it. We saw it. We're investigating.
I do think that it will last for a little bit.
Can I point out one small thing, just because it's tied to what I just said? The NBA didn't learn of this morning.
Right.
They've been investigating. Like they're aware, and I'd go so far as to say they're probably aware of every piece of evidence that Pablo had, mm-hmm. and have been following up on that since they became aware of it.
And you're 100% correct. The reason why I think this will stay around is simply because Pablo not going nowhere. Pablo, this is the second biggest story he's had this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He not going nowhere.
He's an assassin.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere. And then if he gets this talk with Mark Cuban, it'll be still in the news with that.
Yeah,
with
Mark
what happens
Cuban
there.
Didn't have the balls to do that.
He
might.
They said
he might.
Somebody said Mark responded, said I've DM'd you my contact.
I take that back. Mark might.
He said Pablo up said let's make it happen. So if that happens, then you've got training camp starting. I do think that once training camp gets done with, you talk to people for the first day, media day on all this other stuff, I think that's when it might start to go away and die down.
Yeah, so I feel the same way. Like James was talking about that earlier. You get into training camp, you get to the first preseason game, you're going to get to media day. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to pull Kawhi aside. Steve Ballmer is going to have to be at media day. You're going to have to pull Ty Lue aside. And you're going to have to pull the whole team aside. Mm-hmm. And say, we have to deal with this. Well, they're going to ask. We're going to answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We get it over with, because not only will all of the Clippers local media be there, I'm sure Sam will be there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Shams will be there. Like this, the word is out. Steve Ballmer's going to media day, and he's got a podium.
Yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.